Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle War Report family? You got Ike Jones. We are back with another morning drop. Today we're talking about NCAA 24, the video game. Is it in danger of not happening because of players not getting their money? Let's talk about it right here. Y'all know how we do. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop time. You got Ike Jones here with Mike G, the RogueShop.com morning drop. You guys need to make sure you head over to RogueShop.com. Use code report to get a little something off your purchase. That lets them know the War Report sent you. Mike G, how you feeling this morning, man?
Pretty good. I know we're talking about players in NIL. Essentially, this is an NIL conversation.
Yeah, for sure. It's an NIL conversation. Listen, I'm not a gamer. I'm not even going to pretend like I have played. I don't even know the last time I played. And this is no shade to people who play video games by me saying that I don't know the last time I played a video game. I'm just saying I just don't do it, right? So it's not a thing that impacts my life. However, I was excited about the prospects of this game coming back because I thought it was a super interesting thing. Now that players do get an opportunity to capitalize off of their name, image, and likeness, I thought it's something that they deserve. They deserve, if you're going to be using my likeness in a video game, I should get a little something off of that, right? Yeah. If they're going to have the greatest Auburn sportscasters video game out there where you get to go and be in a press box and right. You get to pretend you're Ike Jones, then I would want somebody to pay me a little something to do that.
So,
That would be the worst video game idea ever.
Terrible. Well, essentially what's happening here is EA Sports is trying to resurrect the college football game. College football, right? We played it a lot in college. I played with King. Like, everybody used to come over our apartment, and we would do college football NCAA tournaments. And then at one point, somebody said, hey, they're using the likeness of these players.
Yeah.
Without paying the players anything. It was clearly the likeness of, you know, the players. And so most of the players, at least. So now they can't do that, obviously. They cannot use the player's likeness without paying them. And what's happening here is that EA Sports has offered them $500 essentially a piece.
Yeah.
Across all of college football. And it's millions of dollars, guys. Like, I mean,
it's like $5 million or was it 500 or 5 million? I think it's $5 million was the pot, and that's getting divided amongst the players.
Yeah, it was a pretty big pot, right? The players have said that's not enough, and I don't think that they understand that, you know, this is a business. They're in business to make money, and you're not really doing anything. You're just existing. They're using your likeness, sure. But ultimately, what's happening is they've rejected it and said it's not enough money. And if I were EA Sports, I'd just cancel the game altogether.
And that's where we're in danger of right now, because the only other solution that exists would be to go back. And the problem is you have to negotiate based upon the player, right? Because the issue is not some, you know, player that's sitting on the end of the bench that you might sub in because he's your homeboy and you like, oh, I want to put him in the game, you know, because I'm playing with his school. It is, you know, the marquee player who might be a Heisman candidate doesn't feel like they should be getting paid the same amount of money as that guy who's sitting on the bench whose name is in there because he's on the roster, not because he's getting any actual playing time. So they're trying to negotiate what they feel like is a fair wage for all of the marquee players. And this is all speculative, right? Like, no one has definitely come out and said, don't put my name in this game or don't use me in this game. But it could happen. It could definitely happen in this era where people want to get paid. Let's be clear. These players want to get paid for their stuff. And I don't blame them. But, you know, if you were a player, Mike G, what would you be doing right now?
What I would be doing is I would take the $500 and I would continue to look for other NIL opportunities. This is not going to be an opportunity for you to get some huge windfall payday.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, if they upped it to $1,500 a piece, would they be satisfied? No. Not really.
Yeah, that's the question. Like, what? How much money? Is it because you're being paid the same as everybody else, or is it because it's not enough money in general?
I think that I saw where Madden distributed like $20,000 per player. You know, in the NFL. But you're right. That was my point. There's a lot less players in the NFL, so they were able to do that. That game is more popular. It's the most popular sports game in the world. And all I am saying is that the numbers, they don't add up to you getting much more than $500 a piece for existing. I'm sorry.
For existing, because that's essentially what it is.
I'm pro player and I'm pro NIL. Like, but I thought that this argument was a little bit ridiculous. You know, and this just goes back to the players just understanding the business that they're in now. A lot of them don't understand the business that they're in. We've seen it at Auburn. We've seen it at other places where players want money that's not there.
Yeah.
Right? You want money that's not there, or you want a bigger slice of the pie that puts the business that you're asking the money from at risk. I'm not making a video game to go into debt.
In the debt, right.
Right. We got margins. We have things we need. And we need to develop the next game. And we need to do all this stuff. And there's, you know, it's you need the money. They decided this would be a fair amount. And if you don't like it, sure, certainly reject it. But I bet you there are some players. This isn't every player. I bet you there are some players that be like, yeah, just give me my $500 and move on.
There are players who have come out and said, I don't really care as long as they got my player looking right on there. Like, make sure he looks like me.
Right.
Make sure my speed is accurate and make sure when you get my hands rating on there, it's right, or my arm strength. As long as I'm accurate, I want to be, because it's an honor to be in the game for some of these guys. Like, it's
for sure.
It's an honor to be. Yeah, man. It's like, man, I love the fact that I can go on to a video game and this is me in here. Right. Like, that's dope. So $500 for you to do that. Again, I'm not in the position that they're in to even be able to garner this kind of conversation being had around my likeness. So I don't really know what it feels like to be in that position. But to your point, there are so many ways. I think this is one of the lazier ways that you could be opportunistic in regards to NIL. Right? There are ways that your name, image, and likeness can be monetized for you to kind of deprive people of the pleasure of having this game existing over a squabble about whether or not $500 is enough for you to exist in the game. Feels a little silly to me.
You're not going to get significantly more. Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, I guess that's my point is like every $100 they give is like $1 million. All right. So you're not going to get significantly more out of this deal. And in my opinion, you know, I think that this goes back to the question, have we created a monster with NIL with some of these athletes? Right. You know, Hugh Freeze spoke on about not wanting to create an entitlement mindset before kids have accomplished anything.
Right.
You know, and to me, this is kind of like an entitlement thing. It's a video game. Right. They don't even know how it's going to sell. Right. Yeah. They don't know how it's going to sell. They don't know how this game is going to make a comeback. So like you're demanding more money before there are sales. And I'm like, huh, what? I don't understand it.
This is a random question I have. Do they put talking to a guy who hasn't played. They put the coaches' likenesses in this game? Like, can you pan the sideline and see a coach having like an angry face? Or like, can I see Nick Saban throwing a hissy fit on the sideline in EA Sports?
Not before they ended the game, no. Right? Okay. Not before they ended the game. At least I don't remember that. But they were, again, using the player's likeness. It was clearly them. Like, while I was playing that game, it was clearly Jason Campbell on the game.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just wondering if the coaches have any stake in this at all.
No, like, whether or not. No, not like, really. Yeah, or maybe they
am I going to see Lane Kiffin blow it on fourth down routinely in this game? If not, it's not accurate.
If it were me, I'd leave the coaches out. Right. Because, you know, they're going to leverage for their money. And there's a lot fewer of them than there are players. right? So, you know, like I said, I mean, every $100 you add to this adds millions of dollars to it. You know, and that $5 million, I would even say, probably accounts for what they're willing to pay if the video game flops for some reason.
Right.
And this is another thing why these players are just are not, they're not getting it, right? Like, you're demanding more money. The game doesn't have sales yet, and you can project. But if they guarantee you this money and the game underperforms, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, they're going in the hole, right?
Yeah.
And again, the business side of this, I think, is something that players don't fully understand. Because again, they have projections, right? You can project all you want to, but we have to try to, we have to vet against our lowest end projection, not what we think is possibly going to happen, which is, you know, why maybe if you really want to try to hedge your bets on this, you take lower money up front and then you negotiate some sort of royalty share, right? Like you say, all right, cool. Well, if it sells this much, then you up it, right? You
incentivize it
because then the players have incentive to help push the game.
Yeah, it's, listen, this is why I implore every player that has any significant like NIL, like possibility to get with an agent. Get with an agent. Get with somebody who understands this, right? And can negotiate on your behalf, right? Because you're getting a collective of guys who don't know what they're doing, right? And they're about to mess up a bunch of kids who will never go pro or have any significant NIL opportunity, just getting a little bit of cash in their pocket. That's what's about to happen. A bunch of guys who don't care about this and just want their $500 in their likeness on the game are about to get nothing. Because
That's like the danger, really. Like the kids who aren't going to get big checks, you know, get nothing out of this.
Yeah, right. And so, you know, that's what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at, man, if somebody gave me $500 in college for nothing, can you imagine, like, you know what I would have done with $500? I'd have been like, this is exactly the 430 double cheeseburgers at McDonald's. This will feed me for, like, this is 600 ramen noodle packets, right? Like, you could have fed me for a whole semester on $500. So I just feel like this is part of what coach is worried about, man, when you talk about introducing money problems into college football. It doesn't mean that I'm against NIL. I just think that this particular deal is stupid, right? And I think they're blowing this, and it's man. Like, you know, I'm a company. I'm just not giving out money to be giving out money, right? Like, no company does that. No company gives out cash just to give out cash. So, you know, you got to make sense. And especially when you're projecting, I'm not going in the hole, like, you know, I'm budgeting a project. Right. And I think that's the other thing. I don't care how much money EA Sports has in a pot. Right. You're budgeting this project. And you're taking this project and you're saying this project needs to make X amount of money for us to pay them X. And that's it. Right. That's how you manage a business. So, yeah. Like, but I mean.
Right. And they're starting at $5 million.
Right, they're starting $5 million. Like, that's a small amount of money. That's not for as many kids are in college football. That's a lot. Not to mention the cost of distributing the money to all these players is massive. Thousands upon thousands of players. Like,
yeah,
right. So I that's just the way I look at it. I mean, if you think about it, like, let's do some quick math. Right, the average the scholarship limit is 85. Right.
Yes.
85. Let's just say, what is it, like 132 Division I teams?
Something like that.
Yeah. Let's just say 132. That's 11,000 players. 11,000 people you got to find a way to get a check to. Give me a break, man. Like, there's a cost associated with that. There's all kinds of things going on. And so, like, if you're a player, I'm just saying, if I'm a guy and I'm a kicker and, like, I don't have any NIL deals on it, you're about to fumble this bag for me. You're about to fumble this for me for what is going to be the small percentage of players who could garner something more.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it equal. They think they're fighting for everybody. No, what you're actually doing is you're fighting for the small percentage of players and you're going to end up losing it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because they've already had to push this back one time once NIL was introduced because it introduced another issue that might have been coming up. So hopefully we will, as fans of the game, get an opportunity to see that stuff coming up.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
But let's go to the chat and see what you guys are saying here. We're going to start out, of course, with our super chats. First and foremost, our guy B Wills Forehead says, name him Tayton Forn and gone. Give me the game is what he's trying to say right there. In other words, just change the names, change the numbers. Don't use their exact likeness, but just make the game come back. Do it something close so you know this is who you're talking about. Yeah. They used to do this, by the way, with I remember when they introduced like the legacy players to games, and like they had Michael Jordan on the basketball game, and it wasn't actually him. He was like number 99 or something goofy like that, but it looked a lot like him. So you knew that's who it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But they used to do this often with
Michael Jordan. Had this weird thing about not wanting, because remember, like, you remember NBA Jam? And it was like we had Scottie Pippen, Tony took us.
Was it Rodman? I forgot who it was.
DJ Armstrong was on it, and it was just like, where is Jordan? And like there was this like myth about this version of the game where you could like unlock Jordan or do something, and it was a complete lie. But like everybody wanted Jordan, but he didn't want to be on it, and it was so weird. Speaking of Tayton Forn here, I did a segment over on Lockdown Auburn this morning. I think we're going to talk, I think we're going to talk about it on Sunday in a segment you probably don't want to miss about, you know, the quarterback race. So Tayton Forn is on campus, and he's doing his thing, and you know, that's going to mean something for the current quarterback situation. So, you definitely don't want to miss the weekend tailgate. I think I want to get into, you know, what's going on at quarterback in the lead up to media days. It's going to be a very interesting conversation, I think.
Awesome. P Pass flexing a little bit said, I used to work for Xbox and advised EA on Madden.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Interesting.
Listen, I couldn't with Madden after a while. Like, after they made the game too realistic, it was too involved. My fingers didn't know what to do. I was always throwing to the wrong receiver, right? Like, bro, I thought I was hitting X when I was hitting Y. Like,
I tapped out at Tecmo Bowl. I ain't even gonna hold you, bro. Like, I had the Madden games, but you're right, man. It after a while, I was like, bro, like,
let me tell you something.
Just put pads on.
I used to play Madden with King, and King would spend 10 minutes before every game switching out every player in every single formation in the playbook, and I just got sick of it, and that was that. So you know. That was that. I just moved on. I was like, I can't play with you anymore. This is way too complicated. I can do my taxes before we get started with the game.
Yeah, I just was. I don't have the coordination to play video games at any level. I gave up a long time ago. So Chris Sanders jumps in and says, it's free marketing, right? So why wouldn't players want to have their likeness in this game? You get an opportunity to get yourself out there a little bit more. It's free marketing. Is that enough? Listen, as somebody who is an artist, right? Like I've been doing hip hop shows for over a decade, right? Let me tell you something. As a guy who is out here being asked to go and perform, now these players aren't being asked to perform for free, right? They're just giving their likeness. To Mike D's point, they're getting paid to exist. Free marketing is probably the least attractive pitch in the world, unless it's going to be on the scale of something like this, where it's going to be millions and millions of people seeing it. But you're also one of thousands of players, so it's not really free marketing unless they're pushing you as a portion of the game, right? It's a cool experience, but it's not really free marketing.
Yeah, not really. I mean, like I said, unless you're in that small percentage of players, right, that, you know, your likeness is already big enough to be noticed in this thing, like, then yeah, you're right. No, not at all.
Chris Sanders jumps back in and says, all jokes aside, they need that bread if EA is going to profit from them. I don't disagree. Listen, I think that the players should be compensated in some way.
Yeah, they're just not going to be make as much money as they think they're going to make based on math and how business works, right? Like, so, yeah, they're profiting on them. They've said, hey, we've set aside $5 million right now to compensate over 11,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if they're going to do this again, they have to pony up that money every year.
Right.
Every year they got to give another $5 million pot and keep doing that in perpetuity as long as they continue to do this game, right? Like the math is going to start to become...
Because it's going to be new players every year, right? Right.
It's diminishing returns at some point in time. This is the thing that people don't think about in the finances of this, right? It's $5 million for this year, but then I got to pony up $5 million again next year. So which means I need to have made my $5 million I gave you back before I release the next game, or otherwise I'm in the hole going into the next season.
Every year. Like, I know fans want this game, but if the players are really going to die on this hill, if it were me, I would just cancel the game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you just say, hey, you know, you guys want this money, and it's just not going to be financially viable. I would not take the risk that the game would not be as popular, and then... You know, you're losing money on the deal. The NIL man has to make better businessmen out of these players. Do yourself a favor, become a better businessman, get with an agent, talk to a lawyer, talk to people who are experienced at the numbers, talk to finance people, and just understand the math, man. Like, it's not that hard from where I'm sitting to understand the math.
Yeah.
On this. So
Haley jumps in, EA still has to make their money too. They still have bills to pay too. I'd probably cancel the game, what Mike Q is saying. If they pay out that kind of money to some of these that some of these player wants, then EA stands to lose money.
Yeah. Now here's the other thing too, right? Like, profits matter when you're a publicly traded company. And that's the other thing that I think the players are going to miss. They want their part of the pie. They think that's not their problem. Well, yeah, it is your problem if you're asking for money from them. Right. And so if I own a slice of EA, right, I'm not about, right, if I own stock in EA, I'm not about to just give it out more money that cuts into profits that devalues my stock. Right. So, you know, or cuts into my dividends, you know, and, you know, I trade Ike, I'm not a day trader right now, but like, you know, I mean, I've got stocks that I own that I watch. Right. And when companies make deals like this, as a stockholder, as a minority owner in a company, I'm watching these deals. Right. So it's not just the company. I think people have to understand that, you know, the other stakeholders, the thousands of other stakeholders that own stock in EA are weighing in on this. They're sending emails right now and they're being like, nope, they want what? Right. If they upped this to $1,500 per player, that's $15 million. Yikes, man. Come on.
It's a lot of money. Listen, again, it doesn't feel like a lot of money to us, but it's a lot of money when you're talking about what the profit margins need to be for someone who's trying to maximize profits. It's not just turn a profit, it's maximize profits. And I think that's the thing that people forget when you're talking about large organizations. We're not just trying to turn a profit. We're trying to figure out how do I maximize profit.
Right. Yeah. Because you have a responsibility to your shareholders.
Right.
When you're publicly traded, you do. And we've seen companies sued by shareholders over making decisions that are actively against their best interests. Right. That's the only voice I have as a minority shareholder. Right. It's to sue you if you do something, you know, because you have the majority doesn't mean that you get to sink all my profits. Because you decided to make a decision, and the people making those decisions usually turn out okay, right? They're usually already millionaires. So the decisions that they make, you know, they don't feel as much as the average man who has, you know, maybe, you know, $10,000 invested in stock in a company.
Right.
Right. So just something to think about.
Super chat there. Appreciate it from Otis Smith. Just put the @ your name on the jersey, join the movement. So that would help players build their brand by having their Twitter or Instagram handles. Well, first of all,
Auburn would flip, man. we can't put a different color on a jersey. They want to put
They got to unify players on all being on the same social media platform, first and foremost. Like, which social media? Because so that's a whole other thing that you'd have to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Whose social media platform are you pushing here? You pushing Twitter? You pushing Instagram? Are you pushing people's, you know, TikTok, Snapchat? You got to make some sort of concerted effort there. And then all of the players have to be on that platform in order for that to work. So it's not a bad idea. I actually think that this makes some sense in the fact that you are helping to push a brand forward. Mm-hmm. But again, you've got to figure out how to unify that brand. And that means you have to make some sort of negotiation with a singular social media platform that we're pushing all of these players' stuff to.
All right.
So, not bad, but also not the best solution. B. Will, who could not be here, but is very much the gamer, wants to jump in and say video games always invest tens and even hundreds of millions of dollars in development for games and IPs that have no brand power. NCAA football is already established because of this sport. And he comes back and says that EA makes $600 million per year from Madden, you guys, please.
Well, that's, but my point is that, again, you, that doesn't matter in terms of this project.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if I'm running it, I don't care what Madden makes. Right. I care what.
Right. Because it's a completely different project.
Yeah. It's a different product. Right. And like, you know, overall as a company, you may not lose, but like you said, it's not just about making money. It's about maximizing profits. So, you know, if you give here, how much is, you know, because we don't, I mean, what I haven't seen is how much they actually want. What was the counter? Right, because they might say we want 5 G's a piece, right? I mean, 5 G's a piece, right? Times, you know, 11,200 players is $56 million. Give me like what again? What is the expectation here from the players in terms of what you're going to make? Right? I mean, do they want $2,500 a piece? Like, you know, I mean, because that's still like $25 million.
Yeah.
And multiply exponentially, with this many players.
The question I would have for B. Will, and he wants to talk about this again on Sunday so he can weigh in, is the $600 million number that you're saying here how much the game makes or how much it profits? Because those are actually...
They're not profiting $600 million a year. I can tell you already right now.
Right, because those are actually two very different things. Because if you're saying that they're investing hundreds of millions to develop, they have to pay $25 to $50 million for the players to be involved in this game. They have to distribute it for an amount of money. Then they have to pay people just to keep all of the marketing sales. And they're not making any money off of $600 million for real. They're not. I know you feel like that's a lot of money. They're not making a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, but it's not just about making money again. It's about maximizing profits.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because
like,
there are other stakeholders other than the players.
Maximization point there. You're at a maybe we break even on this year and hope to do better next year.
Yeah, the players aren't even the main stakeholders here, man. They're not, right? There are every man people who have invested in EA that stand to gain or lose based on this money being paid out, right? So you reduce profits, and then my stock is worthless. I don't give a damn about these players if I'm invested in EA.
Yeah.
I just don't, man. There's too many of them, dude. Over 11,000 people. Give me a break.
Yeah. I look forward to B. Will bringing his passionate arguments about why this is a drop in the bucket for EA and their greedy stakeholders who want to make more money.
Yeah, it's going to fail. I'll tell you right now, the math is going to fail. The math is going to fail because he's going to want to put everything EA makes into a big pot, and I'm telling you, every project that you look at, right? That's how we do it. That's in business. That is how we do it. We look at we try to make every project a percentage of profitability.
Yep.
And that's how you make sure that you're doing business consistently well from a financial standpoint.
Right. It goes back to this whole thing, the argument that people have right now about the WNBA versus the NBA, right? Like, is the NBA subsidizing the W?
They are absolutely subsidizing
it. Right. And if they are, then you're losing money, and now players being wanting to pay more money, it's like, well, we're already losing money just to have this league.
Yeah, so you're not saying we're going to pay you more just because we know you got it. We know the NBA makes money. As a matter of fact, their players have the best contracts of any of the major sports, right? I would argue baseball probably, you know, baseball's pretty sweet, actually. But, you know, I guess my point is that the argument about what they make versus what NBA players make, and let's just be real. If you want WNBA players to make more money, go to a WNBA game.
Right. Buy their jerseys.
Turn on the WNBA, right? Yeah. That stuff is all driven by demand, right? And then you have the responsibility to provide a product that makes people want to go watch and buy and tune in and do all these things, right?
Right.
But ultimately, if I'm the NBA, I'm just not sinking more money into it, right? If the product is not, you know, if it's not going to return, the returns are not there. It doesn't really make any sense. You know, we do all these things, man. And I was just like, man, I don't know. Right.
Well, Otis Smith has identified the real issue. He says the real issue is the damn 10 p.m. kickoff versus Cal. That is definitely a problem because, you know, people got to sleep at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there. So it's going to be wild, right? Hold on. Wait, listen, Brian.
Mike forgets I was a freelance journalist and he doesn't know these numbers, says B. Will in the comments.
I don't give a damn about no numbers. Bro, numbers be damned. I'll argue with you anyway.
We'll see. We will see what numbers he's bringing to the party. B. Will needs to write a scathing article on thewarreport.com as to why this makes sense for EA. I expect to see the slander of EA Sports on an article soon, since he knows all the numbers. B. Will, make it happen. We'll see what happens there. See you guys later. We're out of here. As always, War Eagle. Peace.